Well, it looks like now we have the crackpot lawyer defense coming from the Trump team. I'm using that phrase, crackpot lawyer, from my former Vice President Mike Pence, who yesterday in a press conference came out probably the most strongly that he ever has against Trump. And he said that Trump had surrounded himself with crackpot lawyers who were telling him things that his itchy ears wanted to hear. He also went on to say that any individual person who places themselves above the Constitution is ineligible to serve as president of the United States. And he went on further to articulate anyone that would ask somebody else to place them above the Constitution does not deserve to be president again. I agree with that very, very much. One of the things I'm noticing with this latest indictment, and if this is the case, if this is going to be their defense, Trump is really, really screwed. The first one is the free speech argument. And we're going to skip that one today. It's pretty ludicrous, pretty ridiculous. The other one is the crackpot lawyer defense. John Eastman made me do it. So why is that important? Well, you have to show criminal intent. So if Trump can show and defend himself and say, well, I was simply acting on the advice of attorneys, and I thought that was the right thing to do, and John Eastman made me do it. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the plan to insert slates of literally fake uncertified electors. They were coming up with this theory that Mike Pence had the power to do one of two things, either to just out and out reject the official electors and in their stead place the fake electors that Giuliani and his team had put up. The other option that Eastman was whispering into Trump's itchy ears is that if Pence didn't want to do that, he could just send all of them back to the states and have them reevaluate. And those were the two things that Eastman was putting forth. Now, these are really pretty crackpot theories, and I've done a video. I should probably do a podcast, too, going in-depth on where they're coming up with this. And it's anyway, so John Eastman made me do it defense. I don't think that's going to hold much water here, because what you have is what they call Team Normal, if you can remember that. Trump was surrounded by competent counsel, Trump people that he relied upon, Pat Cipollone, Eric Hirschman. I mean, we just go on and on. All of his DOJ, his campaign managers. I mean, the amount of people that were telling him he could not do this is overwhelming. And then there's one, right? So it's not that he was just taking advice of his attorneys. What he was doing is tossing all of his legitimate attorneys, a whole bunch of them, throwing them under the bus and choosing to take the advice or the strategy of one attorney. If you get into the indictment, there's even a spot, let me see if I can find it here real quick, where they're putting the proposition to Pence. And the thing is, John Eastman is what's going to come out here. John Eastman doesn't believe his own theories. He was confronted by Eric Hirschman, and he admitted to Hirschman that this theory, if it were to go to the Supreme Court, would unanimously be rejected. Okay, and that's coming from Hirschman himself. Oh, not John Hirschman. Jesus. I'm doing three things at once here. I should have had this ready. Anyway, I'll just paraphrase what it says in the indictment. Trump, John Eastman and Pence are discussing this theory. And Pence asks Eastman, is this a legitimate legal theory here, a constitutional theory? And Eastman says, well, I don't know. It's never been tried before, because they're kind of just making it up on the spot. And Pence turns to Trump and says, see, even your own guy can't substantiate that this is legitimate. So I don't know if that's going to really fly. It's a pretty weak argument. And I don't think it's going to hold, because there were lots and lots of attorneys around him, not just attorneys, counsel, all sorts of counsel, all sorts of evidence that Pence did not have the authority to do that. And I'm pretty sure Trump was aware of that. And it's kind of like doctor shopping. And he found an attorney that, like Mike Pence said, told him the things his itchy ears would like to hear. So it's not just, hey, I was just simply, you know, you hear a lot of these guys saying that there was like, well, there was some lawyers that were saying this and some lawyers that were saying that. I was listening to Trump's attorney yesterday. And as if it was all even, Steven, and equal. And there was this, just like a variety of opinions, legitimate opinions floating around. And that is a gross mischaracterization of the situation. It's not even, Steven. Unanimously, everybody on Trump's team, Trump's counsel, everybody was telling him this is not legitimate and is crazy. It's crackpot. I mean, they weren't, you know, it's not even close. So, you know, it's not like it was even Steven. No, Trump chose some radical theories from a crackpot attorney. And it looks like, I would say that John Eastman is going to be the fall guy here. They're going to pin it on him. And I wouldn't surprise he throws Giuliani under the bus. We're going to have to see what comes of this. There's probably going to be additional things added to this. This is more likely just the tip of the iceberg. But Mike Pence came out yesterday and said the truth. I did not have any authority to do that. And that's true. You know, someone came out and left a comment that, and it seemed like a sincere person. And they said that, well, Mike didn't understand that he really did have the power to do that. And he just didn't understand that. And then after the election, the Democrats changed the law so you can no longer do that. Now, of course, that's just like a boatload of misinformation. And I invited that person to come on my live show if they'd like to unpack and discuss that. But there's no there. And yeah, the crackpot lawyer defense, huh? John Eastman made me do it.